The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, thank you. We thank you. Thank you for what you have given to us. Let there be an addition according to you, according to your word, an addition according to what you want, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You've been here all along. Thank you for the washing and the cleansing and the purging you've been doing for us. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, take over. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Do you know what excites me the most about all this charity thing? That charity is a personality, honestly. I hope everybody heard mommy saying it. So, when I see I'm doing charity work, I should look for Christ in it. If Christ is not in it, are we following? When I'm doing charity work, is salvation there? And we know who is salvation. Yehoshua is the one that brings salvation. It is not there. We are only giving food and giving whatever we could give. Anything we are giving, if we are doing charity work, it should have salvation at the base. God is leading me to do something, and I know He will help me. But salvation must be at the base. Nobody comes out with the pure love of God except that person is with God. You can't. You can't steal it. Because 1 Corinthians 13 already finished it. What could be as bad or as good as giving my body to be burnt because of somebody? And yet, that is not charity. I use the whole of my goods to feed the poor. And he says, it is not charity. That's not it. The person of charity must enter into it. That is when it becomes charity. Hallelujah. What I want to lay upon my heart, I want us to see liberty and the expression of charity among us. Or love. We always call it love. In my study, I found out that there is a difference between agape and phileo. Charity proceeds directly from God. It's a commandment. But phileo passes among us. When it comes to liberty and love, Romans 14, verse 13, that passage is actually talking, if we look at it from verse 1, it's actually talking about the things we do. Verse 1 starts with, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believer that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. In this passage, Paul was using the example of eating. He was using the example of eating. One estimate one day alike, one day to be holy, another does not esteem it. It takes the exercise and training of charity for you to get to this point. What I am doing, and I'm saying thank God for, if God has not condemned me and it is not sin, then don't condemn me. It will take you passing through the process that our pastors have been talking about since before you can get to this junction. One man is esteeming one day above another. Another estimate every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. It's a work of charity to get here. It's a training of charity to get here. It's a training and submitting ourselves to meekness that we've been hearing since. Hallelujah. So it goes on. What do you esteem? What am I esteeming? But please, don't be stumbling block on each other's ways. It's where this spirit of meekness and charity is. That is when we have this. Some of our sisters in those days, when she came into this assembly, I didn't know she wasn't using jewelry. How many people have seen Oyinsha Anu's wife? Is she not beautiful? How many people notice she doesn't put on earring? I'm just using that one as an example. They are not using jewelries. They should not condemn me. That's charity. I can put on my head and put on my neck and use my ankle chain. They should not condemn me. Because the use of jewelry or not use of jewelry is not part of the salvation. Is not part of the salvation message. So it's high time we got to know what is the real thing. The real issue in salvation. When we know the real issues in salvation, you will not judge me in your heart over what has judged me over. And I too, I will not judge you over the ephemerals. That is just one. In this passage, it was eating or not eating meat sacrificed to idols. Paul told the Corinthians, an idol is nothing. But if you have the liberty to eat food that has been sacrificed to idols, don't cause trouble for a weak heart. Then it means that I could forgo some things because I don't want my sister to be offended. I have liberty to do all things, but I must consider you. I must consider you. I must consider you. I must know that here I'm not the only one, and I'm not the yardstick, I'm not the standard. I'm just one out of many. I must mind what I do. I must mind what I don't do. That is what I am trying to pass across to us. In this work of charity, you are not the only one. Let's see verse 15 of that same chapter. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Do you know, when I'm wearing something like I'm wearing now, if I can't have a scarf, I won't have it. Because I'm going to be invited to an assembly to minister where if I don't cover my hair, take note. So I didn't say my head. If I don't cover my hair, it Christmas is how we are covering. Covering of hair is another meat that you should eat or throw away. But when not covering hair, we make the assembly you go to grieve. What do? I beg, die. And cover the hair. That I'm not facile beat me, yo. Please, are we getting something this morning? In my day-to-day interaction with my brethren, this principle should rule me. If that's the only thing I'm able to say today, maybe it's okay. This principle should rule me. Hear what Paul now said. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. That's verse 16 and 17. Oh, so beautiful. For the kingdom of God is what? Is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is charity. Expressions of charity. The kingdom of God is not in some things that we want to die about. It's in righteousness. It's in peace. It's in joy of the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is what? Acceptable to God and what? Approved of men. When I won't say, oh, no more, I will do what I want to do. I will wear what I want to wear. I've brought it to this side. Let's balance things. It is charity. Where your bucket is in that your compound is causing trouble for your neighbor. But you could put it in another place now. Where you put a particular thing is always offensive to your husband. But you could put it in another place. Little things. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. So, all those things I have held on to, my meat and drink that I have held on to. Sure, you know now, it's not just talking about what you eat and what you drink. Not only. Follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith what? One may edify another. I should follow that which will build Pastor James. I should not follow that which will bring him down and grieve him. Some people will not follow you to church and will not follow me to church because they are grieved by my meat. They are grieved by my drink. But there are some things you won't compromise with. That's where the Holy Spirit must lead you. Then, almost immediately, you see in Romans chapter 15, we then that are strong, is it not that you are strong? That's why your meat and your drink, you must continue with them. But look at what it says. You that is strong, what is he saying? Bear the infirmities of the weak. Bear with them. I've seen sisters here. When nobody pressurizes them into doing some things naturally, they just come. And they blend. After I got born again, I had troubles. One reason I didn't get born again quickly, I don't like shapeless clothes. I don't mean boo-boo. Don't say, is she not wearing this one? This is the style. Are we following me? I don't wear clothes that will touch this place and touch this place and touch this place. That's what shows your holiness. So, and when you are wearing your clothes, you must pull it on your hair and pull it and pull it before it will come down. Hello, you that is strong. Bear with your sisters and your brothers that are not where you are. Bear their infirmities. bear with them in the way they do things. God will help us. And some could be very annoying. You know? Very, very annoying. Don't please yourself. Everybody say, don't please yourself. Pastor Diko, this is your voice that I didn't hear today. Eh? Don't please yourself. Don't please yourself. With those you are living with and you are working with, don't please yourself. Always look for how to please others. Let every one of us please his neighbor, for he is good to what again? Edification. Building up in Christ. So what I do must build you up. What you do must build me up. Hallelujah. For even Christ pleased not himself. Christ doesn't please himself. Hallelujah. Then I now have another thought. Correcting in love. Restoring the erring brother or sister. If you have not gotten to where the three previous ministers, what they expatiated and taught us, it will be difficult for you to correct in love. Matthew 7, verses 3 and 4. Joe, before you correct me, remove the log that is in your eye. I'm sure you know some log, they are very, very big. The beam, very big. They are big, but they are hidden. They could be hidden. They could be hidden. I don't really want to give this example, but I know many of you don't know them. I know PJ and Daddy and Mommy might know them, and Pastor Jimmy Baker and Jimmy Swaggart. Some of you were not born then. Don't worry. Go and read them up. One head. I think it was Jimmy Baker that head. And was to be corrected, and ministers were running around to maybe not expose him. Jimmy Swaggart said no. Sure, you know that some people are holiness. We must bring everything out. Everything must be exposed. Whereas he himself has his own. I think it was Benson, Bishop Benson, that was our father. He said, I told this man, don't go the way you want to go in correcting this man. So Jimmy Swaggart. Shebi Jimmy Swaggart, Losheku. But he said, no. Every unholy thing must be exposed, must be dealt with. It's true. They exposed the man, the other preacher. Everything went viral throughout the whole world. Shortly after, his own skirt was lifted to expose almost the same thing he was shouting about. So if you have a log, first, remove your log. I hope we are. Do we get what I'm saying? You cannot see me when your eyes are not open very well. That's what this place is saying. Why beholdest thou? How did you even see it when you cannot see? Because if you have a big log in your eyes, you cannot see. You cannot see that one that is in your brother's side. But considerest not the beam that is in thine eyes, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. This calls for consecration. It calls for watchfulness in my life. Before I can point an accusing finger, Yoruba ni onakasi enyo kome lolo wa lodo e wani merin. Actually, met a lower load of me, can't talk to a load of Pastor Dixie. Are we following what I'm saying? Before you correct, check your life. If you know that, please take it to somebody else to do the checking. That's what I would just say there. Let's see Galatians 6:1. If you are taken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, See where you should be, oh. Did you see yourself there? If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, are you spiritual? Restore such an one in the spirit of meekness that we've been talking about since, oh. The reason some people will not take to your correction is the way you say it. One of my daughters, the husband was saying, you must call mommy. They're outside the country. Ah, it's mommy's birthday. When are you going to call her? When are you? The man did not answer her. He said he made up his mind when he's weary of telling me. Wives, did you hear that? He told me by himself the day he called me. He said, my wife has been disturbing me to call you, but I have made up my mind I will call you. But I will call when she stops disturbing me. This restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Are you following what we are saying? Sheyin kan ti mo nso yin so ye wa. In the spirit of meekness. Still give me that verse 1. Why must you be meek? Eh? Why must the spirit of meekness be the one that will inform you? Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted like the two ministers that I told us of. Okay. Let's see 1 Corinthians 10:12. Let him that thinketh standeth take it lest he fall. Is it not that you are standing? That's why you see the fault of everybody. What did this one say? Eh? Let's see the next verse. There had no temptation taking you. A consolation for the one that is being tempted. But such as is common to man. So if I err, eh? If I err, if I turned, if I did something wrong, I won't say it is normal, but I should not stay there. I should ask for forgiveness, make amends, and return to the position where I'm supposed to be. But he's saying there are no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. So which means what happened to you is not new. That's what this place is saying, oh. Ah, can you mama mom continue to go through me? It is not, you are not the first one. And you will not be the last in that position. Look at it. But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? Daddy was talking about being tested and being tried. I won't go into that before I commit any blunder. Eh? He said, who will not suffer you that you will not be allowed to be tempted above that ye are able? If it comes to you, it's because you are able to bear it. Ah, I couldn't help myself. It's because I couldn't help. Who said so? Who? But we'll with the temptation. We don't read the second part. We always stop at God will, there had no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Full stop for some people. Some will add, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. For some people. But let's all read the last, because there is a release to you as you are reading. One, two, go. But we, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that he may be able to bear it. Did we get that? So when next you are tempted, are you listening to me? Look for the way of escaping with it. Hello? He didn't say, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also help you to run away. He will make a way. He's a way maker. To do what? A way to escape. That escape is not running. That is, you will escape falling into the temptation, and then you'll be able to stand. God bless you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.